Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The law of Moses provided for a type of justice, which is described by the Latin term lex talionis, which literally means the law of retaliation. The law is explained three times in the Old Testament. It appears first in Exodus 21, 23 through 27. The law provided for an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot. Exodus 21, 24. The second appearance of the law is Leviticus 24, 19 and 20. The law was expanded in this passage to apply to aliens as well as to native-born people. Its third appearance is in Deuteronomy 19, 19 through 21. These verses imply that the law of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth was to promote an wholesome and just society. These arrangements in the Old Testament were not to be used as a license to punish people unjustly and excessively. They were designed to punish the guilty, but not to go beyond what the law allowed. There are nations in our world, especially in places like Turkey, Iran, and Iraq, which could profit from the restrictions of the law of Moses. Jesus knew the law of retaliation, but he brought its provisions under his sovereign will. You have heard it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite you on your right cheek, turn to him the other. Matthew 5:38 and 39. These words have been and still are the center of a great amount of controversy. Does Jesus forbid a man's defending his family and himself? Can a nation go to war with another country which seeks to rape, to pillage, and to destroy? Are we ever justified in using civil law to protect ourselves, our businesses, and our families? How can a man provide for his own? 1 Timothy 5:8. If he is not allowed to protect his family from criminals. The scriptures unquestionably arrange for governments to protect their own citizens, to keep them from being run over by marauding nations such as Iraq and Libya. God's people were required to make war on the Amalekites, the Philistines, and other criminal nations. Christians are allowed to use civil government to protect themselves and their families. The Apostle Paul appealed to Rome when the Jews were determined to kill him for his preaching. He did not hesitate to mention his Roman citizenship when he was being mistreated. What did Jesus have in mind when he said that we are not to resist evil? We know he was not forbidding our speaking out against the evil of our world. On many occasions, he condemned all forms of sin, including hypocrisy. When Christ spoke of turning the other cheek, he was demanding that his followers not seek revenge. Perhaps no passage in all of God's Word teaches this truth so plainly as the following. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:17-21. Jesus taught the same in these words, and whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and from him who would borrow, turn not away. Matthew 5:40-42. How much better our world would be if we followed these instructions. Thank you and may God bless you.